The locked bank door found open. It was 4 o'clock when they returned. Fockhead suggested they might possibly get a loan from the bank with which the Echo Publishing Company did business. Inasmuch as it was closed, Fockhead suggested they call on the banker at his home. Daniels did not see much light in that, but what else could they do? It seemed their only hope. The two men started down the street. As they passed the bank, they saw that the door was open enough to allow a man to enter. The two men slipped in and found the banker and his assistant with the contents of the vault spread out on the counters. The bank inspector from London was expected the next day, and they were checking their cash holdings. "Fockhead," the banker exclaimed in startled surprise. "How did you get into this bank?"
"We walked in," he replied.
"Yes, I know, but how did you get the door open?" queried the trembling banker. "I shut, bolted, locked, and chained that door myself. How did you get it open?"
"We did not touch it, it was open," was all they could say. Pale, and almost in a state of shock, the banker hurriedly relocked the door. Returning, he asked, "What is it that you want?"
"We want to see you in your private office. We want £300 to meet an obligation in the morning."
"What security can you give?" the banker asked.
"Only our word tonight," they replied, "but we will give you something more later." Fockhead and Daniels were certain that an angel had opened the bank door. The banker was profoundly impressed, and the two men left the bank carrying 300 shining sovereigns. The next morning, Daniels met the woman who was demanding her money, and placed them in her hands. Continuing his reminiscence, Daniels declared, "These experiences, I can assure you, made a deep impression on my mind, that assurance under the tree at Coranbong, the assurance in Brother Salisbury's room that morning, the open door at the bank, and the money in my hands that evening, and that is why I wrote fulfilled in the margin of my Bible, Ibid." Sabbath morning, in the worship service, Daniels could not refrain from telling the experience of finding the bank door open and the deliverance that came. After the service, the woman who had called for her £300 asked whether the school could still use the money, and promised to add £75 as a penalty. This was a good omen. The tide was turning.